Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyan from ImmuNutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota, to talk about a variety of topics, from gnomes to chickpeas.
To melons.
We'll talk about anything.
That's yes. Right.
But today we're going to talk about No One Eats Alone Day.
Yeah.
And that's happening, you say, on Friday this week?
I think it's on Friday of this week,
okay.
Yes.
All right. We could celebrate tortellini and pancake day today, too, I suppose.
We can. And I actually looked at that because pancakes are, on their own, not the most nutritious thing in the world.
But you put some syrup on them, they're fine.
No, that's not quite the direction I was going to go. But if you make them with sweet potatoes or bananas or beets or something like that, if we add a little bit of fruit or vegetable into it, we can make it a little bit more nourishing, give it a little bit more. But I didn't know if I could really fill 10 minutes on pancakes.
Yeah, we'll skip that. Skip the pancakes and move on.
Call me if you want pancake advice.
No One Eats Alone Day. That's the topic. So tell us about that.
No One Eats Alone Day, I thought, was a really interesting one. And this is one that was started a while back in schools. So it started to prevent children from sitting alone. And it was actually schools in California that started it, but there are schools in all 50 states that participated in it now, where kids are encouraged to go up and have other children join them or to sit with kids who don't always have people to sit with. And I think that this in and of itself is great. I mean, food is meant to be social. Humans are social people, and we are becoming increasingly isolated in our meals. So I like this principle, and it can really stretch just far beyond school. So I certainly would encourage you, if you have children in school who are able to choose what table they sit at. I'm not sure my kindergartner can pick where he sits on a typical day, but if you have children in school who are able to choose where they can sit, encouraging them this week to really seek out people who may be eating alone or who eat alone a lot, because that can be a really challenging time of the day for people who feel alone and are watching other people in their groups of friends.
You go to Archer, the 3-year-old, he sits wherever he wants.
Archer, everyone else is living in Archer's world.
That's another story.
That's another story, yeah. And I think as we kind of think about this No One Eats Alone mentality, Americans and people in a lot of Western cultures in general are increasingly eating more and more and more and more meals by themselves. And part of the reason for that is we're living such busy, chaotic, on-the-go lives with a constant flow of information from our phones and email and everything else that's coming in, that sometimes people just want that opportunity at a meal for a break from all of it. But do people really take a break from all of it while they're eating?
No, usually not.
No, what do they do?
Everybody's got their phones.
You scroll through your phone and you continue to get this flow of information in. So while I'm not sitting here telling you can never eat a meal by yourself, certainly if that is a moment of peace for you during the day, by all means, eat a meal alone. But I would also encourage you, if you are eating that meal alone intentionally, to make it a more intentional meal. Get fresh air. Pay attention to how quickly you're eating. Pay attention to the nutrition. Because when people eat alone, when adults eat alone, they tend to eat a far less nutritious meal than if they were eating with others. And part of that is that if you go home in the evening and you're the only one there, either because you live alone or because nobody else is in the house, sports meetings, whatever it might be, people don't take the time to cook for themselves. And I see this all the time when I work with older people who either were married or their spouse passed away or their children who have moved out. And now they're like, well, I don't want to cook for just me. I'm used to cooking for 5 people. And now what do I do? I think it's really important to remind yourself that you and your health are worth putting in the effort to make a nourishing meal. And that doesn't have to be a ton of effort, but having something nourishing on that plate is still really important. Because eating alone is associated with both, eating alone frequently is associated with both physical and mental health conditions. So we can talk about weight management and metabolic syndrome, which is a combination of other things, but blood pressure, heart health in general, all of those are worse in people who more frequently eat alone. Depression and anxiety are also worse in people who frequently eat alone. So for all of us kind of looking for opportunities to have more social meals, I think can be a really good thing. So if we think about how we can do that, Sharing meals with family. I'm going to say this is going to be one of the most important things. If you still have children at home, if you have a spouse that's living with you, if you have family that even lives nearby, family meals are highly correlated with everybody's health, physically and mentally. Children to the elderly, even starting as early as preschool, family meals are impactful because it is a time to connect, to have a conversation, and to really just check in with each other for the day. So family meals, I'm going to say, are super important. If you have the opportunity to do those, the more often, the better. Whether it's sitting around your table, sitting at a park, sitting in a gym before a sports game, even sitting at a fast food restaurant together and not just eating it in the car as you're driving home. Taking that time for an intentional meal together can be impactful. But also sharing meals with friends. One of the things that before I had children and before we moved back out here that we did a lot as kind of dietitians who were young and without families was happy hours. And we'd go out and we'd have dinner and a glass of wine together frequently. And that was such a great decompression from a long work day. And having that opportunity to connect with people afterward, I think, can be a really good thing, or on the weekends. And then along with that, sharing meals with community. This community in particular, the towns in the listening area here, have so many great opportunities to connect with your community through meals. And I would encourage people to seek out those opportunities and see what kind of organizations you can be part of that have meals together, what kind of fundraisers are going on where you can have meals together, what kind of support for people in need are going on so you can have meals together, because not only are you supporting a local business, a local organization, a local family, but you're also supporting your own physical and mental health and that of everybody else that's joining you. So social meals together, whether it's at school, at work, at home, in your community, social meals are important.
And I like going to Kiwanis on Tuesday, you know.
Absolutely.
Part of the, we, you know, work on our service projects and all that kind of thing, but which is a very important part of the organization. But I think another important part is just everybody getting together and socializing and getting to know each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say in an election year, it's even more important for us to humanize all right. of the people around us. And there's no greater shared human experience than eating.
Right.
We all eat. And I think when we can join together and just have conversations about people, learn about people, hear people, express our shared joys and frustrations, learn about people's families, learn about people's experiences. Every person has a story to tell, and food is such a great way to let that come out.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And I was thinking on eating alone, too. You know, if I didn't have your mother cooking, I would be in big trouble because I can't cook. No.
We tried to invite you over when mom travels.
Nacho chips and yeah. hot dogs or something. You know, that's about my that's everything I know how to make.
That's so common, yeah, though. Yeah. That's really common.
So I can see where that would be a problem for people if they're used to have somebody else, you know, preparing the meals for them.
Absolutely.
Over the years, and then all of a sudden they have to do it by themselves. I'm sure that's quite a change for people. So,
I see it all the time, and especially when I worked at the VA. It was something we worked on and tried to build skills in every single day.
But like you say, your mother goes out of town. I just go over to your place.
Yeah, you come over and eat at our place.
Eat your food instead. So,
but with that, seek out your neighbors right. that maybe need a helping hand.
Right. Yep. So, no, definitely I think meals are very important.
Yes.
And social events. But a lot of people don't feel that way anymore, unfortunately.
They don't.
Service clubs are going by the wayside and all this kind of thing, and people just don't like to take time to get together, which
right.
I think is very unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, and it does affect mental health. And, you know, I spend a lot of time talking about the nutrition in food, and that is super important. But if I had to choose between you having a nourishing meal and a social meal, I would probably pick a social meal.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. A lot of good information there. And again, No One Eats Alone Day.
Yep. Friday.
Not Melanin and Gnome Day.
No.
Which is what I thought you said.
Yes.
That would be something maybe you could tie in Dawson.
There we go. We'll do a Dawson. Yeah. One from the Gnome Park over there.
Right, Gnome Park. But anyway, where can they find you if they want more information on what we talked about today or something other with nutrition?
Absolutely. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can always call here to the radio station and they can get you connected with me too.
That's right. So make plans now to eat with someone on Friday the 16th. No
yep.
One Eats Alone Day.
That's right.
And happy Valentine's Day, too.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day in the meantime, and enjoy your chocolate.
That's right. That's right. Don't get stressed out by your chocolate. No. All right. See you next week.
Thank you.